this morning from Kansas City. We say good morning to Phil Totten. Hey there, Phil.
Hello, Ron. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
Well, I'm thinking about that weather forecast and meeting on back to Studio North and Studio South after I take in this outdoor show here at the KCI Convention Center.
All right, Convention Center. Are things starting to hop there, Phil?
It really is. I tell you, you know, we've worked shows in Des Moines and Colorado Springs and Oklahoma. And, of course, doing the one there at Topeka, this show is really coming together. And I'm really excited because the founder of this show, he wants to keep the integrity of a fishing program. So when you buy that ticket, and they do have some good prices to come in. I think today an adult can bring an adult friend plus two kids, 17 or younger. So, you know, what? How can you beat that if you just care to get out? And of course, the COVID's still running rapid. We are concerned about that. But with us this morning, I have Chris Wisnett. He is with the Wholesale Batteries, but he's a co-promoter of this show here, and we've talked several times. He's a professional fisherman like Brent does that. So, Chris, welcome to the What's an Outdoor Show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, and why do you feel Kansas City needs this show?
Well, thanks for having me today. I'm Chris Wisnant. Like you said, I'm with Wholesale Batteries. I kind of started working there 3 years ago. Before that, they were my title sponsor. They're still my title sponsor. And it's just a great place to work. Full-line battery distributor. Got brick-and-mortar stores so the public can come in and buy, too. And we specialize in everything, all things batteries. And we're set up today at the National Fishing Expos. We brought all of our marine batteries. And we tend to specialize in that because most of the ownership group and myself and most of the employees there all fish. So that's why we wanted to get involved in this. So if you ever have any questions on batteries, feel free to give us a call. Anything from wiring size, how many batteries you need for your specific electronics, and how to hook them up, we can help troubleshoot all of that and fix you up. The National Fishing Expo, I got introduced to David Holheisel about midway through the year last year on the National Professional Fishing League. And he runs the Cincinnati Fishing Expo and the Columbus Fishing Expo. He was thinking about expanding. He got with the ownership group of the league and then with me, and his thoughts were Kansas City, and he asked what I thought. And I'm like, we haven't had a quality fishing expo in a long time, maybe if ever. You know, it was, you know, comboed with outdoor shows and stuff like that. So I thought it was a good idea to do it. In the last 5 to 10 years, the outdoor show really hasn't had much in the way of tackle, just 3 or 4 booths, and that's why I thought it was a good fit. I know regionally there's a lot of outdoors and fishing going on in Kansas City, and that's why I thought it would be a good show. So I'm happy to be on board with that. So come out and see us today at the KCI Expo Center.
Chris, can you tell us a little bit about the seminar schedule? Now, you're going to have back-to-back-to-back-to-back seminars, some excellent speakers. Of course, we had Brent Chapman on the show last week, and he's always a good guy to talk to. And let's talk about seminars, and then I want to hit on winter care of batteries. You know, if you fish all winter, you know, it's pretty well the same like the summer, what I take it. But, there, you know, to cold weather, there is a little bit of difference, so. Seminar schedule and some of the presenters, the vendors you have here. Can you hit on that a little bit?
Definitely. We have, seminar-wise, we have 3 stages. We've tried to put the best group of seminar speakers together we could. I know Saturday alone we have 8 hours. Every hour on the hour is a bass professional on the hog trough. So anything from Chris Zaldane, Brent Chapman, Casey Scanlon, Fred Rombanis, Jim Dill, Dion Hibden, Bassmaster Classic champion, yeah. F-Force Wood Cup champion. So we're bringing in some heavy hitters, and we know that that's what brings in people. They want to come meet their idols and stuff, so we're doing that. After they get done talking, all of the pros will be going to the autograph booth where you could come and talk to them and cut it up with them. I know they'll like to see all their fans and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what we tried to do. We do have catfish seminar speakers. We do have crappie seminar speakers. So we've got some pretty cool smallmouth bass fishermen seminars from here regionally. So get out to see them guys too.
Chris, tell us a little bit about winter boat care, battery care, proper charging of batteries. I was really impressed with the interview you did with Midwest Outdoors last Saturday, and I was looking forward to getting you on the show. So if I want to take care of my batteries, and it's two at your store now, if I bought me a live scope, I could bring my boat down, and you can show me how to hook all that stuff and batteries with it, or give me the batteries that work good with that and my spot lock trolling motor?
Yes, we can size all of it based on the application. What I mean by that is, if you're a weekend angler and you're going to go out every a couple weekends a month, and based on the amount of electronics that you've bought for that boat, we can set up a specialized set of wire that you would need to make that electronics work properly. And then from ring terminals to heat shrink, zip ties, everything you would need, resettable breakers, everything you would need to make that boat operate the way you want, we can help you with that.
Okay, in closing, winter care of your batteries. Say if I plan on putting my boat away for the winter, where should I store those batteries? Should I have them fully charged? Should I leave them on a charger? Things like that. If I do plan on fishing and leaving them in the boat, what's the best way to protect that battery and extend the life of it?
Definitely, with the newer onboard charger technologies, you can leave them plugged in year round. What I recommend doing is taking the terminals off, the ring terminals off, cleaning those posts, cleaning the ring terminals, and then reinstalling them, and then leaving them on a charge over winter. That's going to make sure that your batteries are fully charged. If you get some corrosion on them ring terminals, it won't fully charge because that creates resistance, which creates the voltage spike, and that's what those onboard chargers are looking at. So you want to make sure those ring terminals are clean. If you don't want to leave them on the onboard charger, make sure they're fully charged before you disconnect them. The worst thing you can do is store them over winter in a discharge state.
Well, thanks, Chris. I know you got to get back to the booth and also help everybody else do their booth. So, Ron, let's go to that first break. We get back. I do want to report on the Kansas Commission meeting that went Zoom. It was going to be at the Proc, a learning center there at Emporia State, but they had to go Zoom with us. So some good stuff come out on there, so looking forward to it.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten from the National Fishing Expo in Kansas City. We're back with more after this.
Now's the time to get prepared for winter weather, and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has you covered. Find snow shovels, ice scrapers, windshield de-icer, sand tubes, gloves, stocking caps, scarves, boots, hand warmers, long johns, outerwear, and coats, tank warmers, portable heaters, and even wood pellets for heating stoves. So if you're not quite ready for winter, make one stop and get everything you need. It's all at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:46, 40 degrees in cloud cover. It is What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten. And Phil is on the go, on the move, and live on location in Kansas City. Phil's at the Expo Center.
And I'm surrounded by a bunch of eye candy out here with all the lures and the booths. And I think I'm in hog heaven, Ron. But Brad Fuller walked by, and I grabbed in to talk just a little bit. He's with Omega Custom Tackle out of St. Louis. Brad, you go to a lot of these shows. How do you think this show is going to stack up to some of the other ones you've been to this year?
I think this has a lot of potential. It's in a great area. There's a lot of fish heads around here, a lot of people who love tackle, so we're excited to see everybody come out and check out. There's a lot of tackle here. This is probably, as far as the ratios go, there's a lot more tackle here. You know, a lot of times you'll see a lot of other things, like there's a lot of baits here that I haven't seen before. So I'm excited to try to break away from my booth and get to walk around a little bit.
Well, what will you be offering at your booth? Will you be having specials? Will most of the stores here, vendors, have specials?
Yeah, we've got several things we're doing. We try to do a special run for each show. So we carried one over that was a big hit at Collinsville. We're coming out with a Rapture X. Our Rapture's our vibrating jig, bladed jig. We have painted up some special ones in like a Rayburn red kind of color. Those were on fire last year. Trey Harpel painted those up for us. So those will only be here at the show. The response we're getting, we may put them out later, but those are offered here at the show only. And then we're building all of our jigs. So we don't bring a ton of assembled product. We bring a real good sampling of everything. We show you all of our jig kegs. We got a great display showed out. You can look at every skirt we have in our inventory, look at every jig egg, say, I want five of these, three of these, two of those. So we're going to build all your jigs for you here. That way you get exactly what you want.
Well, have you gone online with any of your product? How can people, say, from Emporia, Kansas, see what Omega Custom Tackle has to offer?
Yeah, we put a ton of work. We feel like our web-based services are they're on par with everybody else. So our website's super easy to navigate. It's super easy to get around, www.omegacustomtackle.com. You can also check out our Instagram at Omega Custom Tackle and our Facebook page. We do a real good job keeping everybody up to date, kind of what the company's doing, what we're doing. And our company, we want people to know us. That's what separates us from some of the other companies. We want people to fall in love with the company itself. And then we do make some really, really good products. So that's always a bonus.
Well, Red, really appreciate you being on the show. Looking forward to visiting you, Bruce. And we'll be talking.
Come on down. We'll try to tell you something.
All righty, guy. Fishhead, how you like that, Ron?
I love that. Fishhead's out there, Phil.
I've been accused of having a head, but first time I was called a fishhead. Well, Ron, the Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting was going to be at the research center there in Emporia. I was really excited about that, but of course with Zoom, with COVID and everything, they had to go Zoom. And people, I want to tell you, you want to pay attention to what the commissioners are doing. Just some very good information. A lot of them had to do with biologists right there out of the Emporia office. And they did put on quite a presentation on crappie fishing. And maybe is the use of spot lock trolling motors. I mentioned that. That'll keep you right on top of that brush pile. Or the live scope. Is this allowing us to violate fair chase? But right now, from what I gathered out of that, the statistics don't show it. They are studying it. They're doing more tests. But there is a way that you can go and see that commission meeting now, just to go to Wildlife and Parks Commissioners on their page, and then you'll see the last Zoom meeting. And they just talk about a number of things. But also, if you will, go to that crappie presentation, because it was great. Of course, at Council Grove, I see the number of crappie that are being pulled out of there. I do know it was a power lake many years ago. So just what happens is a reason a fishery goes down to where it doesn't produce as much, is that because our anglers are taking too many fish, or is it something that nature caused? And, of course, they talk about different water levels, and, of course, the 2019 water level that went up so high really made good crappie fishing, because it kept people off the lakes and increased the surface area of the lake to where they could fish. So there's just an awful good presentation there. They also discussed the umbrella rig, and there is some talk, especially the people that really like to talk, about maybe letting people use more hooks on a pole. Right now, an umbrella rig, you can have over five hooks on each steel, and what it looks like is a school of fish, school of minnows. And so there's wondering if is that a violation? Is that going to hurt the number of fish that are caught? But still, you have a creel limit. So if you can only catch five fish, if you catch five legal fish one time and bring in five fish, then you need to quit. So, just what's the difference? So they weighed a lot of things. Well, let's go to that last break. I want to talk a little bit about visiting Los Plus and the coyote hunt they had over in Morris County.
All right. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten from a big fishing expo in Kansas City. Back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it. And if we don't, it's probably not around.
You need clothes and boots that work just as hard as you do. Bluestem is your headquarters for work clothes, jackets, bibs, and vests. Rugged comfort in brands you trust, like Carhartt, Key, and Dickey. And don't forget your feet. Check out Bluestem's Ariat boot selection and other quality work boots to fit every budget. If you're looking for clothes and boots for the working man or woman, Bluestem's got them. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 852, 40 degrees and cloudy. Bill Totten from the Fishing Expo, Kansas City. A lot of stuff going on there, and Phil's with the fish heads up there. Kansas City, Phil?
I'm still chuckling about that fish head, Ron. do you know what they used to call engineers that worked for the railroad?
What's that?
Well, do you remember an old 200-class Santa Fe engine, how they looked?
No.
Well, I know some of the railroaders that listen to the show. They know what I'm talking about. Well, the guy that runs the engine is called an engineer. But being a member of the trainmen, we always had a little bit of friction with who was running the train, because even though the engineer moved the levers and dials, the conductor was in control of the train. But that old 200-class engine, if you had ears on it, it would look like a pig.
Gotcha.
So the guy that run the old 200-class engine, and he was called a hoghead.
Hoghead, okay.
He was that. But I'll tell you, the Morris County 4-H shooting sports, they're really going gung-ho on getting kids outdoors and teaching them firearm safety, and, of course, with fundraisers, as is Lyon County. I'll tell you, Bev Hillbeach and Megan and the crew through the years have really built up the Lyon County 4-H shooting sports. But as far fundraisers go, these guys hosted a coyote hunting tournament again, and they had four night teams, and that's using thermal imaging and what you can do at night legally to hunt coyotes. And the winner team harvested 13 coyotes at night. During the day, they had 15 teams, and the winning team only had four. So it looks like there is an advantage hunting coyotes at night, yeah, as long as you do it legally. The big dog weighed 48.5 pounds, and the little dog was 20.65. But and I think 53 coyotes were harvested altogether. But one of the things that I really hate to see that many coyotes taken off the trains, the terrain, because coyotes are big predators, and they will eat just about anything. They're opportunists. But they will help us take care of what I call the nest robbers, the skunks, the possums, the raccoons, even snakes. And we all worry about our number of quail that we have, our pheasants. And, of course, the turkey population seems to be in pretty bad trouble now. So I just wonder, we take 53 coyotes off the ground, how many nest predators are we leaving? So that's just my thought for today. On the lighter side of that, Ron, it took me 2 hours yesterday to go from Council Grove to Eskridge. I traveled old Highway 4 that leads out of Council Grove, and I'm looking for new ways to get to Manhattan out of Council Grove, because they got a big highway project going on there, between there, and so there's a lot of detours. But the way I went yesterday is not the answer. Right out of Council Grove, old Highway 4 will turn into a gravel road. But on this gravel road in my state, it had signs, old Highway 4. I just wondered where I was going to come out. Would I hit the road out of Alta Vista? Would I hit 99? Just where would it come? But no, it took me all the way to Eskridge. But it took me 2 hours to get to Eskridge on that road. I saw the Allen Road. I saw the old Chalk Road. So it's going to be interesting to see all that countryside ties in. But ultimately, yesterday, we went to Los Bluffs, and like Brent Frazee said on his show, if you want to see eagles, you want to go to Los Bluffs. And I'll have some pictures up on the Facebook page here shortly when I get them. But Ginger, she's a wizard with that camera. And it's just like you'll see an eagle. And of course, Council Grove, I think we have six or seven staying down there. But at Los Bluffs, you'll see an eagle. And then and right in front of you, there'll be like 10 or 15 show up in the same tree. Well, that's really something to behold. But I need to make my trip a little bit earlier next year, just before the freeze-up. We did see some trumpeter swans that were pretty cool flying. But the eagles are really the show there. So it's worth the trip if you can. Of course, the weekend don't look that good. Keep in touch with the Kansas City Fishing Expo because it's gonna be a big one, something looking bigger in years. Hope to get that one going back up with Blue Stem whenever that opens up. Yeah. Good, so we don't need to be worried about COVID so much. So see you next Friday, Ron. God bless and take care.
All right, kid in a candy store right there, Phil Totten at the Kansas City Fishing Expo. Good job, Phil. As always, What's In Outdoors every Friday morning brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Log on to KBOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors page under the community tab there. All kinds of information and photos from Phil. What's In Outdoors every Friday morning right here at KBOE. It's 8:57.
Retail sales in the U.S. fell by 1.9%.